Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years.
Okay, let's get into our next shiur, our next Tzorba Mirabanan shiur. We're in volume number 20 of Tzorba Mirabanan, the Lax Family Edition, the volumes, and the Niezov Family volume. We are up to shiur gimel in our volume. Shiur gimel, the first shiur relating to animals. We're going to have a few shiur relating to animals. Animals, after all, are, even if one doesn't have a pet, which for sure there are halachas to talk about, but even if not, there are halachas that we need to know in terms of trapping animals, in terms of killing animals, in terms of using animals on Shabbos. So there is what to talk about. There is what to talk about. We're going to talk about animals doing malacha. That's today's shiur. An introduction to trapping animals, tsud, a unique malacha. That's all in today's shiur. Next year we'll talk about allowances for trapping. Are there any heterim for trapping? Setting a trap. What about trapping a person? What about locking somebody in a room? Is that issues of trapping? So those are all part one. Then we'll have to talk about in the following shiurim, in the next year, killing animals, dangerous animals, moving animals, feeding animals. All of these are issues that come up. So let's get into shiur number 3 in this volume, which is dedicated in memory of Dave Freeman. And that starts on page 121. Page 121, animals performing malachas. This is an amazing discussion in that it is something that you're not allowed to do, maybe even midoraisa, but it's not included possibly in Malacha Shabbos. It's for sure not in the 39. We know the 39 Malacha Shabbos learned out Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel in the Bavli. All 39 malachas are mentioned there. How do we know 39? Different sources given in the Gemara, but Dumyu Demishkan, whatever they did in the Mishkan were not allowed to do on Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves. So that's the Malachas. But what we're going to talk about today is not within the Malachos, without the Malachos. It is one of two topics, one of two headings. Maybe they're overlapping, maybe they're different. There is a topic called Shvisas Behemto, my animal resting on Shabbos. And number two, there's a topic called Mechamer, working my animal in the field. So those are two, seems to be in Chazal, two different malachas, two different concepts of Isser on Shabbos, and not connected. Again, Rishonim connected, but not connected. Okay, where does it start off? It starts off in the Aseres Dibros. The Torah Aseres Dibros tells me, not only can I not do malacha on Shabbos, but the Torah says, in source number 1 in Parshas Yisro, V'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbos la'Hashem Elokecha. On the seventh day, it's Shabbos. Lo sasa kamalacha, ata, uvincha, uvitecha, you, your children, avdecha, va'amascha, uvehemtecha, and your animal. So there's something d'oraisa about your animal. Amira la'akum, we've touched on in the past, asking a goy to do malacha for me, we paskin, that's an issa d'rabanan. A d'rabanan, there is a smog that says it's d'oraisa, but we paskin d'rabanan. D'rabanan to ask a goy to do malacha. It's worse to have your animal, or even an animal, do malacha for you. That's what it says. Uvehemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharbecha. And the Torah tells us also in Voeschanan. Repeat here, giving examples of animals. Source number 2. V'yom ha-shvi shabbos la'shem alokecha. Lo sa'azakom malacha. Ato v'incho v'itecha. Avramazah v'sharcha v'chamarcha. V'chobemtecha. Your ox, your donkey, any animal is not allowed to do malacha. L'man yanuach. So that there's rest. The Mishnah Baba Kama tells us it doesn't only mean ox and donkey, any animal. Echad Shor, source 3. Mishnah Baba Kama in this 5th parak, Echad Shor v'Echad Kol Behema, Ule Shabbos, V'chim Chayev Of, V'chayotze Bohem. So this is Malacha on Shabbos. If I do it with my animal, through my animal, that's an Isser Da'oraisa. But there is this question, what about an Onesh? We know if somebody is Malacha on Shabbos, B'mezen, Kares or Skila, depending if there are Edim, and Bishogi Khatas. What about by an animal? Is it on the same level d'oraisa? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. All the way at the end of Meshach Shabbos. All the way at the end. Source number 4. Shabbos. Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Dalet. At the end of Meshach Shabbos, we know Meshach Shabbos is the longest Mesechta in Talmud Bavli in words. Right? For some reason, many thought or think that it's Brachas. That's not true. Brachas is like even 7th or 8th. Shabbos, Chulin, and Sanhedrin are the top 3 in terms of words. Shabbos is huge, and Sanhedrin has the Perek Chelek, which puts it on the map in this area. Brachas has the why I remember growing up, I always thought Brachas. Brachas has the greatest words per page ratio. That's what Brachas has. But it's much shorter. It's 55 dafim or so. So Shabbos is more than double that. So here we go. Shabbos Kufnun Gimel all the way at the end. Amar Rabbi Rachama, source number four. Hamachamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos. If somebody is Mechamer, somebody drives, somebody leads his animal. That's known as Mechamer. Achar Behemto B'Shabbos. B'Shogeg Chayev Chatas B'Mezer Chayev Skila. Wow. Rabbi Rachama says, just like if you do Malacha on Shabbos, there's an Isser Skila and Chatas, so too if your animal, again, according to him, it must be looked at as your animal is an extension of you. And therefore, if you do work, and this is the normal way of doing work, this is called your malacha, not your animals. And therefore, Chayiv Daraisa with Karis and Skila and Chatas. My time, Amar Rava, Damar Kra, after all, the pasuk says, Lo Sasa Kamalacha, you don't do malacha, and with your animal, don't do malacha. Lo Sasa Kamalacha, Ata Uvehem Techa, Behem To Dum Yadidei. Your animal, similar, comparable to you. Mahu, just like if he does malacha, says Rami Barchama, Bishoge Chayev Chatas, Bemeze Chayev Skila. It's an Issa Daraisa with all of the Onshim. Afam Tonami, so too if your animal does malacha, Bishoge Chayev Chatas, Bemeze Chayev Skila. That is Rami Barchama. We do not paskin that way. Says Rava, Amar Rava, Shtei Chuvas Bedavar, says Rava. I'm still in source number four here, page 122. Shtei Chuvas Bedavar, Chada. Tachsiv Torah achas tachsiv. What does it say in the Torah? Torah achas yelachem laose bishgaga. Right, the carbon chatas is mentioned in that pasuk, and that's right next to the pasuk about avodah zarah. Va'nefesh shatase biyad rama, and we say that's talking about avodah zarah. So we compare the chiyuv of chatas to avodah zarah. Hukshu kol haTorah kula avodah zarah. Everything's compared to avodah zarah. That is the hekesh. So what do we say? So ma avodah zarah de oven ma'isa begufe hachanami de oven ma'isa begufe. Avodah zarah you only chayiv if you do an action yourself, not with your animal. Yourself. I mean, you could be makriv an animal to an avodah zarah. That's also that's your act. So just like your act by avodah zarah is aser, that's false hachanami. Until you do a ma'isa begufe, you're not going to get a punishment. Chatas, and if there's no chatas, then there's no karis and skila. So that is machlokas. Remember chama and rava. If you look on the next daf. Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Kufnun Dalet, now on the top of 123, Hamachamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos, Patur Miklum. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no onesh. There's no onesh at all. It might be Daraisa, but there's no onesh that Bezdin is going to give a person for being Machamer Achar Behemto. Again, an Isser D'Oraisa in the world of Shabbos that is not included in Lo Sase Kol Malacha. According to the Smag, Amir Lakhams also, but we don't paskin that way. But here, this is the case. Shvisas behemto. So, or bechamer. We didn't get to that. So, bechamer. Pata miklum. Bishogi lo machayev chatas. Bishogi, you're not chayev chatas. Why? Because of the drasha that Rava said. Tukshu kala tora kula vodazara. Bemezid nami lo machayev. Also bemezid. Why? Because once you say you're not chayev chatas, if you did it bishogi, because it was no maisa, so that's going to parallel to mezid. As the Gemara says, ditznan. Hamachalas ha shabbos. Bidavar shachayev shagas o chatas vaz dono skila. Chilul Shabbos, Chatas and Skila go together. Ha'ein Chayav Nashigos Chatas, Ein Chayav Nashigos, don't know Skila. There's no Chatas, there's no Skila. And therefore, there's no Dorais, Chatas if you did B'Shogig, or Karis or Skila if you did B'Mezid. What about Knock It Down? What about Malchus? Malchus is the next one for Dorais's. So, Balav Namilo Machayev, no, also not. Why? Because what Lav is included? So, it's a separate word, Behemtuch in the Torah, but it's going back on Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. So that lav in general includes even your doing malacha. So balav nami lo machayev da havi le nalav she nitan la sars bises bestin. Because it's a lav that has included in it the potential for misa in other contexts. And whenever there's potential for misa, the rule is no malchus. V'chol lav she nitan la sars bises bestin, ein lokan alav, there is no malchus. As we know, that is the rule for many of the unusual lavim. We know one gets malchus. The pasuk in Gisesi tells us, "Arbam yakenu lo Yosef." That's next due, right? Arbam yakenu is next to the iser of muzzling, lo sachsom shorbedisho. So Chazal tell us you only get malchus for a lav that's similar to the lav of muzzling, similar dumya de lav de chasima, and therefore it has to have a ma'isa, lav sheish ba ma'isa. It has to have can't have a way to fix it other than getting malchus. It can't be a lav anita klasei, lav anita l'tashlumin. It can't be a lav that has potential for misa, because muzzling never has the potential for misa. It can't be a lav shenita l'shar b'z besin. It can't be a lav shebeklolos, an all-inclusive lav, which calls, includes many different facets of the iser. So here is the rule. So you're not going to get misa because you don't get chatas. You're not going to get chatas because of the hekish to avodah zarah, and you're not going to get malchus because it's a lav shenita l'shar b'z besin. And the Gemara finishes off. You have filu l'man d'amar lokin. Even if you want to say in general a lav hanita l'shar b'z besin gets malchus, but here you want to get malchus because the emphasis is ata hu niyudu machayev. And that is what we paskin. We paskin mechamer, working with an animal in the field, or not even in the field, in your community, in your neighborhood, on Shabbos, is an issur d'oraisa, but there's no punishment. Says the Rambam, Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Aser lohotzi masa. What kind of malacha are you going to be doing? You could be plowing, you could be harvesting, you could also just be carrying. Carrying a load, having an animal carry a load for you. So you're shoring your chamar of rest. And if you did, even though that's a violation, your violation of that, of an avera, a daraisa, you're not going to get malchus. Lafi, she'isuro b'machlal aseh. The Rambam has another element, because part of the mitzvah of your animal resting is the mitzvahs asay of resting. So there's putter from onish. Follow lama first, but the Rama continues. The Rama says on himself, what do you mean? There's a lama furish. Shloyachrosh. No. Lav shenita l'shar b'z besin. As the Gemara says, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that we saw in the Maseches Shabbos. So the Rama paskins says there's no malchus, but he also added in a new facet that we didn't know, and that is it's included in the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbason, of Uvayam HaShvi Tishbos, that you should be shoveis on Shabbos, and that is includes your animal. So does this mean I'm not allowed to let my animal do anything I'm not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to do kotzer, harvest, pick something out of the ground. So I can't let my animal eat in the backyard? So no, you don't go that far. That's what the Mechilta says. No, your animal has to rest. It has to be called rest for him too. Says the Mechilta in Mishpatim, source number 6. L'man yanuach sharcha v'chamarcha. Right, so at the end of Mishpatim, when Shabbos comes up again, Shabbos is mentioned many times in the Torah. Hosev lo akasev nayach echad. Lios tolish v'rakarka v'ochel. L'man yanuach. It says special menucha by your animal. So your animal has to be in a state of rest on Shabbos, which means he should be able to eat lunch. And he can eat grass. Ata omer lakachba. Oh, lo ba ella sheikh pashenum bitoch beso. You might think you have to lock up your animal in your house so it doesn't go out. Amart ein zanaych al tsar. That's not going to be menucha for the animal. That's going to be tsar for the animal, and therefore that would be allowed. So this is all what we've spoken about. The end of Mishnah Shabbos talks about mechamer, working with one's animal on Shabbos. Avodah Zarah daf tezvav has a different lashon, and that is what's called shvisas behemto. Like we spoke about Shvisas Kalim earlier, we paskin Shvisas Kalim as mutter, like Beis Hillel. Shvisas Behemto, that's Aser. That's Aser. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Tezvav, source number 7. Ode Mitzuve al Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos. A person says Mitzuve on Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos. So there now, are there any differences? Is this just an overlap? Shvisas Behemto and Machamer. So suggest some of the Rishonim, Guni Ur Zeruah, is it your animal or your friend's animal? There's no iser for your, if you see an animal that's not yours doing work out there. So that's not a problem. If you use your friend's animal to do malacha, is that shvisas behemto? It's not a violation of shvisas behemto if it's not my animal. But it's going to violate mechamer. It doesn't have to be your animal to be mechamer. So the Arzaru assumes that driving the animal, mechamer, is a losase of the animal performing any malacha. But it only applies to one's own animal, says the Arzaru. And he says that a person can't be chayev even for mechamer, unless, even if he rented it from a guy, which is a machlokas. Look at the Ar Zeruah. Source number 8. Rabbeinu Ephraim Zatzal Kosav. Im socher behema v'chim rech rebe Shabbos chayev chatas. If I rented an animal from a guy, and I was mechamer, I used it to plow, to carry, I'm chayev chatas. Right? So that's paskin again, like the if you actively were involved, that could be daraisa. But if it's just your animal working, then we say we paskin that there's no carbon. The schiris v'sheila aval ksas kanya is a little. There's a mixas kinyan by rental or by borrowing. The arzuro doesn't like it. Veno nira be'enai aval mikom makom hov enough of mipumi to gaon tov lizar. He said it's better to be zahir. So that's what the arzuro says, that it applies only. He quotes Rabbi Nefrayim that it'll apply if you rent an animal from a guy, but and he doesn't like that. But if you look at most Rishonim, the Ran, and other Rishonim say that there is a chiluk between Mechamer and Shvisa Behemto, as I just alluded to. The mitzvahs asay, like the Rambam says before, of Shvisas Behemto, that only applies to your animal, Shvisas Behemto. But Mechamer, that's just doing malacha. Just like if you use somebody else's knife to do shchita, you're still going to violate shchita. It doesn't have to be yours. So using your friend's animal and somebody else's animal is a violation of the iser of mechamer. Says the Ran, there in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalad. Right? This is based on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav. It's Dalad on Mabez and the Daf Yerif. Shvisas behemto ain't kan safik. She'ein behema zu shelo ela shelokeach. There's no safik. If it's not your animal, you're not going to violate Shvisas behemto, but you're going to violate mechamer. Mechamer, which is working with an animal on Shabbos. Tekivan deshamalakale, since the animal listened to your voice, va'azla machmate, and came because of you, ein hefrish, bein behemto lebeimus chaveru. There's no difference. Just like you use your friend's anything to do malacha, if you use your friend's animal, isr zehu atzbo v'yosa, because he's doing it itself. So we assume this way. Many achronim assume like the Ran, that one would be chayav for driving anyone's animal, but the say shvisa behemto is only from your animal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, summarizing in Source number 10, afilu main behema shelo tzarech lizar bekach de iser mechamer shayich afilu behemes acherim. Like the Ran said, iser mechamer applies even if it's not your animal because it's just doing malacha with an animal. V'kol shekinim behema shelo, if it's your animal, then there's ikatarti mechamer v'shvisas behemto. So summarizing and giving some examples, says the Shmir Shabbos. Again, does it come up so much on Shabbos in our daily lives? Not too much. But this is the background for other malachas that we'll see. Right? We're generally not working with animals on Shabbos, but the Shmir Shabbos discusses it. Source number 11. Midine Shvisas Behemta. Who? Sheba'alel Chayev L'dog L'kach. An owner must be concerned. Your animal should not go out and do malach and do hotzah if you live in a place without an eruv. While it has a burden. Even if it was on there before Shabbos. And what is a masa? Anything that's not there for the basic protection of the animal. If the animal itself is wearing it, like the animal's freezing, and you put a blanket on the animal and wrap it around, that's just pashtus, you know, shmira, basic shmira, and therefore that's not called a masa. Similar to the discussions of Masechta Shabbos about a person is allowed to walk outside without an eruv, as long as it's a beged and bottle to the person, but not a masa. So shmira regila pirusha shmira l'tovas habehema could go in shmira b'nei kar shmira b'nei kol tzar acher, right, because of the cold, because of any other tzar. Aval ein bechlal zeh, but any type of shmira that you put on an animal so the animal doesn't hurt others or damage others, that's not included. Let's say you have a wild dog and you have to keep a muzzle so that he doesn't bite others. So that's a masa. That's a masa because that animal doesn't need that for its own, it's protecting others, but that's a masa. Ein b'chal zeh shmira sheshomer mizbehema kedish lo tazik. You can go on a zamam, the muzzle, shenosam apia, shlo tinshach, shlo doesn't bite, or shlo tocha, b'sal zacherim, doesn't eat in other fields. Hari zeh, that's b'chal masa. That's b'chal masa. So what about, when this comes up, is what about a leash? A dog with a leash, a dog with a collar around it. So do you really need that for the shmira of the dog? It's indirect. If somebody finds it, they'll return it to you. But to go out with a collar in a walking a dog in a place without an eruv, that is a serious shaila. If there's an eruv, there's an eruv. And all you have to worry about is touching the dog, maybe, but as we'll get to. But if there is no eruv, says the Shmir Shabbos, Behema, Shalatzarach Shmirasa Yeshluk Shar Chevel Saviv Savara, if you have to tie a rope around its neck for its own protection, because then it'll go out and get hurt. Mutu Alicha Bershazarabim Bechevel Zeh. Then you could allow to have this leash. With this rope, as long as you don't have any extra, like you're holding the leash, and from the other side of your hand, there's extra, that's not allowed. You have to have the minimum length of a leash that works. Also be careful that the part of the rope that you're being molich, hatali beino letzavar behema, that's between your hand and the dog's neck, doesn't hang all the way down. It should come within a tefach of the ground. By the way, when you put the rope on, when you put the leash on, you shouldn't lean on the animal. We'll get to that. Hishtamshus bebehema. Hishtamshus be. We spoke about trees, but the same parallel halachas will be here too. Simen heker atoli atzavar shel behema. So the Shmir Shabbos paskas, if you have a collar, simen heker, a collar, an identification tag that hangs around the neck of the animal, eina shmir regila. That's considered extra shmira. Extra shmira. The aser laniach lalateis po lemakam shasul ataltabo. And you can't have him go in a place where it's aser to be metaltel. Lefichach al baalei klavim lahakpid. Wow. The Shmir Shabbos says, if you own a dog, you gotta be careful. Shalahotzi kalavehem. Don't take your dogs to a place without an Erev when they have their tag, when they have some type of disc on the condiscus, that you have to have a tag on for the authorities. So don't go out on Shabbos when a place without an Erev. Well, I'm Simon Hekra Kavua. If there's something that is part of the animal's body, masmer, I have a nail stuck into the ear of the animal, or sometimes cows have this, so that's part of the animal, that's batel. Because you can't take that off. Can't take that off. Okay. There is a Mishnah also in Maseches Beitza that talks about riding animals. Right? Riding animals is Asa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Riding a horse, riding a donkey, that is Asa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Shema, because when you ride an animal, often you might want to lead the animal properly, and you might rip off a branch of a tree so that you could use it to hit the animal to go straight. So the Gemara Mishnah says in Beitza, Dachlam et Vav, Elohim Mishim Shvus, source number 12, Lo Rochvin al Gabe Behema. There's no riding on an animal, Gezera Shema Yachtoch Zamora. You might come to rip off a branch, and that is what we paskin. There's no riding on animals on Shabbos. Vein Rochvin al Gabe, we're going to get to even moving animals and touching animals. I'll have to talk about that. What about pets? But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shinhei, Ein Rochvin al Gabe Behema, Velo Nidin al Malea. You can't lean on an animal. Vafilo Bitsida Asulish Tamesh. Same rules as a tree. Even what's attached to the animal, but two steps removed. Studied studin is mutter on a tree and mutter on an animal as well. So this was topic one relating to animals, doing work with animals. It probably doesn't come up that often in most of our houses. But sud could really come up. The malacha of tzeda, the malacha of trapping. There are a number of factors, and today we're just going to do background, number of factors relating to the issue of tzeda d'araisa. Number one, what type of animal is this? Is this a type of animal that's normally trapped? If it's not, it's not going to be d'araisa, as we'll see. So number one, is it an animal that's normally trapped by the world, right? People trap these animals for their food, for their skin, for their beauty, to put in the zoo. That has to be to be d'araisa. If not, then it's at most d'rabbanan. Number two, what state was the animal in before you came along? Was the animal already in a state of nitzod, of being trapped beforehand, or not? Or you're making it nitzod? That's the second requirement. And number three, does your action then make it from eno nitzod to nitzod? So what type of animal is it? What state was it beforehand? And what did your maisa accomplish? Right, those are the three questions of to ask. So the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that there are, the Gemara, it's not a Mishnah, the Gemara tells us that there are different types of animals. Different types of animals. Source number 14, we're on page 129, starting the issue of tzad. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Hatzor Chagavin, if somebody traps grasshoppers, locusts, guzin, tsirin, hornets, yitushin, mosquitoes, b'Shabbos, Chayev Devir Beir. Beir says, any animal you trap, you're going to be Chayev Daraisa on Shabbos. We don't pasken that way. V'chachavim omrim, kol shebemino nitzod chayiv, v'she'eno bemino nitzod pater. It depends if it's mino nitzod. What does that mean? Its category, its type, is trapped by the world at large. So it's only going to be daraisa if it's a type of animal that's mino nitzod. If it's she'eno bemino nitzod, people don't usually trap these for trapping. Maybe they trap them to kill them, to prevent them from doing something, but that's not called trapping them for their need. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. 15 Shitta Zayin, Koshev Mino Nitzod Chayev Alav. If it's Mino Nitzod, it's going to be Daraisa. Ein Bemino Nitzod. If it's the second level down, mosquitoes, locusts, Pater aval aser, that's going to be aser derabanan. That's only aser derabanan. Hilkach, zavuvim, flies. Aval b'shem amino nitzot, aser letzuta. Nobody traps flies because they want the flies. But trap yuad is still going to be aser derabanan, as we'll see. So this has, what if you have a fly in your house, you want to get it out. You have a bee in your sukkah. So we'll have to see. So this is issue one. What type of animal is it? The Avnei Nezer explains, you have it in the tshuva there, in the next source. Why is it so important? Animals are animals. Who cares whether it's mino nitzot or a mino nitzot? Why does it only daraisev is mino nitzot? Says the Avnei are beautiful. Because seida is like one of those malachas. We have two or three malachas like this. Where, remember Tosfos on the base in Shabbos says, hotza is a malacha gerua. Hotza is an inferior type of malacha. Why? You don't really accomplish anything. You have this item and now you moved it to over there. You know, when you clean something, when you shech something, when you color something, when you plant something, okay, you've accomplished something. But here you just took this from place A to place B. So Tosis calls that a malacha gerua. It's an inferior type of malacha. Says the Avnei Nezer, tzad in a way is even worse. At least there. At least you carry something, hotza, from place A to place B. By tzad, what do you do? An animal's here. You put something on top of the animal. There's no change in the animal at all. There's only a change in the animal's relationship with you, right? What is the definition of tzad? What is the definition of tzad? Right, the top of 129, going back a page, right, many achronim say, trapping an animal to remove the animal's freedom or to bring the animal under your jurisdiction. Those are two different emphases, so we'll have to see which one. But removing the animal's freedom and bringing it into your jurisdiction, your power. So, says the Avnei Nezer, you didn't really change anything in the animal. There's nothing. It's just the same animal as it was 5 minutes ago. So that's what Avnei Nezer says. That's why it's so tricky, and we're only going to limit it to an animal that you want. Because then at least you could say you've done something, and now there's a connection between you and the animal. If you don't want it, and it's all preventative, then it goes back to like it's just inferior type. You're not doing anything. You're not changing anything. Says the Avnei Nezer. Venerally, tahinu time the darashin vino nitzot patur. Why don't you say all animals are chayiv? Right? Or shchita applies to all animals. Right? The other malachas apply to all animals. Right? So why dafka by seida? So he says the shiny malacha seida mishar malachas. Seida is different, says the Avnei Nezer. Sheyesh ben shinui bedavar shnasabo malacha. By all other malachas, there's a shinui in the object. V'yafilu hotza, and even by hotza, which Tosfos discusses, another rishon quoted malacha geruah. At least there's something. The thing is in a different place. But by trapping, there's nothing. There's no shinui at all. The only difference is between my relationship with the animal. So it has to be a relationship with the animal. So only if you have a relationship with the animal. And therefore, davar shebamino nitzod letzora gufo. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, by something that's normally trapped, that you trapped to get it, chashiv b'rshuso, sheish lo davar ma, fine. Aval davar she'ein b'mino nitzod, but something that's not normally trapped. So then you don't really have a relationship with it. It's in your jurisdiction, but you just don't want it. You don't want the fly. Ein b'em to'eles klal. We see there's no to'eles with your trapping it. And therefore, objectively, ein lo klum. Af la'achar she'nitzod, and therefore, it is going to be at most an iser derabanan. At most an iser derabanan. The Ritva says in Shabbos Kufav, it doesn't go by Jews. Right? If there's a non-kosher animal, that could also be subject to trapping daraisa. That's the Ritva. It's an important comment. Even though chagavim are tar and chagazin are tameh, become akum ne'achalam hein lagayim. It's ne'achal lagayim, and therefore it is going to be Tzeda Da'araisa. So number one is the, as we said, the species, Mino Nitzot. Number two, when is it called trapped? When is it called trapped? So this is a big discussion, and there's a couple of Gemaras. When the dust settles, it seems like it's all the same idea, even though the Gemara uses different phrases in different places. So the Gemara in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvav, on the, source 18, talks about different animals and are considered trapped or not trapped. We're going to talk about this next time. If you have an animal like a turtle, right? You don't even have to trap a turtle. A turtle is pretty slow, so there might not be a daraisa for trapping a turtle because an animal has to go from untrapped to trapped. And if an animal is b'mahus trapped, So then there's nothing to talk about. But says the Gemara Shabbos, Avi, what are you talking about? A bird and a deer and other animals. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzot Zipor L'Migdol V'Tfila Bayis, if you trap a bird to a tower, a deer to a house, that has removed its freedom and therefore chayif. V'chachamim Omerim, no, Zipor L'Migdol, fine, I'll agree, but bird to a tower, but Svi L'Gina L'Chatzur L'Bibrin chayif. Right, even if you don't bring it into the house. Right, even just to the garden. It all depends. It depends on every case. If after what you did, it's still called mechusar tzeda, it's still lacking trap. You can't get it. We'll talk about what the Gemara says, that how you classify that. But if it's mechusar tzeda, it's only going to be an issa d'rabbanan. If it's not mechusar tzeda, that's called trapped. That's going to be chayif. And the Gemara asks a stira between two brises. One brisa says that you're allowed to trap chayus and ophos from a bibar, and the brisa, the Tosefta, says you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says bibar gadol, bibar katan. Depends if it's a big forest, if it's a small forest. Hechi dama bibar gadol. What's a bibar gadol? What's a bibar katan? Amar Rav Ashi, kol hecha derad basrei. If you could run after the animal and lunge once and get the animal, that's called trapped already. Right? If it's outdoors, one lunge is not going to get it. But if you're in a smaller room or a smaller area, if you get it with one lunge, biber katan, that's a biber katan. And therefore, putting it into a biber katan on Shabbos is deraisa. The idach, anything bigger than that is a biber gadol. Anything bigger than that is biber gadol. And that's the issue going on here. What is called trapped and what is called not trapped? If you look in Beit Sachav Dalid, the next source 20, there's a different formulation. Hey chidam mechusar tzeda, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yudam Shmuel, kol she'omer havei metzuda unetzudenu. Mechusar tzeda means if you say, you know what, let's go trap the animal. That means it's not trapped yet. If you would go and use that lashon of let's go trap the animal, so then that is called, and that's in Beis. Why is that in Beis? Because even on Yontif, Tzad is not one of the malachas that are mutar b'shem ochel nefesh. It's too early. You could have done that before Shabbos. It's not one of the malachas. There's a language of milisha ve'elech, but only the later malachas. You can't drive somewhere to get food for Shabbos, for Yontif. But here too, you can't do tzeda. You can't do tzeda. And what is Havei Mitzuda? So Rashi there explains, let's go trap Klomar. Shetzarech levakish tachbulos latafso. You have to think of strategies to trap it. Hainu shiura de biber gadol de la'el ve'idach biber katan. The same shiurim in the Shulchan Aruch, in both places, just quote the two Gemaras. In Hilchos Shabbos, he'll quote Mesechus Shabbos. In Hilchos Yontif, he quotes Mesechus Beitza. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shittei Zayin. Source 22, Hatzot Zipor Dror LaMigdol Shu Nitzod Bo, if you trap a bird to a tower that it is trapped in, or other birds, so then Chayev V'meino Nitzod Bo, and if not, if it's not Nitzod, it's Aser Drabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch Nechaz Yantiv uses the Mesechus Beitza Lashon, so Tzorech Lomar Havei Mitzuda Nitzudanu. And we assume the Bir Halacha says, the Chavetz Chaim, it's all the same shear. What's called trapping, do you have to like one lunge, or you have to say, so that's the same. It's the same measurement. Lo kasha says the Bir Halacha, the Varkotzu, Aposkim, Di'idi, Ve'idi, Chad Shi'uruhu. And this is the background for the Malacha of Tzad. The Archas Shabbos summarizes in Source 25, page 133. Hamevi Baal Chaim L'makam Sagur, if you bring an animal to an enclosed area, Pa'amim Sheish Bo Isser Torah, U'pa'amim Shein Ozeh L'mi D'Rabbanan, sometimes it's Daraisa, sometimes it's D'Rabbanan. How so? Im hamakom katan, if the new place that you brought it into is small, if I go in, I can now grab it with one bending, and we don't say, let's go get the animal, not go trap the animal. So then that's going to be daraisa if you bring it in. But im hamakom gadol, but if it's big, you're going to have to work to get it. It's not trapped, so you limited the freedom, but you didn't take away the freedom. That's still going to be Aser D'Rabbanan. Shein bo zeh tzeda gemura v'adayin ein baal chayim mugdar k'nitzod. Right, it's not mugdar k'nitzod. If you go from there to smaller, it's going to be a daraisa. Because right now it's ein b'mino. It's mechusar tzeda. Mechusar tzeda. And also Rav Karelis, also in the final source here in 26, he also discusses, if a bird flies into your house, is that trapping? It's going to be pretty hard. If a fly comes into your house, that's pretty hard to get. Is that even limiting the freedom? That might not even be limiting the freedom. He has just as much freedom in the house. The fly will spend many hours there, right, than outside. So every animal has to be thought about separately, and every situation has to be thought about separately. This is all the background to Malacha Tzad. By the time next time we get into, so what are the allowances and what are the Lamaisa cases? How do you deal with a dog that you're training that's right now will go out of the door the second you open the door? Serious shilas that we will talk about. Okay, we'll stop here.